This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
Hey, good morning, DA. Big fan of yours. I'm a big football fan. I love tailgate. It's great how you can drink alcohol in the morning. Otherwise, people are always saying, hey, Chris, what are you running away from? And I'm like, no, I'm just tailgate.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
44 minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. If you're on your phone, you can listen to us using the CBS Sports app or radio.com or Apple Music or watch us at watchda.com with the simulcast that's available on any device. Joining us to talk a little college basketball as we get ready to fill out our brackets at the end of the weekend, our good friend Pete Gillen from CBS Sports Network, college basketball analyst. Mr. Pete Gillen, good morning. How are you?
Fine, DA. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. Such a fun time of the year as college basketball fans like you and me. And let's start with Wofford, because Wofford is in, and we just talked Wofford last week with their head coach. And the thing is, they're not a low major. They're legit good. How high would you seed Wofford in the tournament?
Well, DA, that's a good question. They're legitimate. You know, they do a great job. They've been in the tournament before. I'd say a 12. I give them a 12. Once again, I'm not the greatest at picking seeds, but I give a little respect. I think 12 is pretty good for a school in that conference.
Okay, so I had heard that perhaps they were going to get a 7, something as high as that. Yes, even out of the SoCon, and we talked to Mike Young, he's got quad one type of quality wins in there, and the SoCon was really competitive this year, but you think that's crazy.
I think it's a little crazy. Once again, I love Mike Young. I coached against him when I was at Virginia one of my last years. We played Wofford. Class guy. He's done a wonderful job. You know, he's been there 16 years, you know, so I'm a big fan of Mike's, and, he's a class guy, but I think that's a little high. But once again, they're under the analytics, they're studying every drop, but I think it's a little high. Southern Conference is a good league, but they'd have trouble against teams from the power conferences, the 6th, 7th place teams, they'd have trouble with them, I think.
If you were Coach K, how would you handle Zion in the ACC tournament and then ultimately the NCAA tournament?
It's a great question, D.A. I'm stunned he's playing, to be honest with you. If I'm his parents or his dad, his relatives, I say, listen, you're the number one seed, you're set for life, you're number one pick, rather, you're set for life. You get nothing to gain by playing. So I'm stunned if he's going to play. They said he will. If I'm Coach K, if he does play, I'm resting him the first game, and then and play him back and forth, and don't overload the socket.
Interesting. So when Zion went down, your assumption was he wouldn't play the rest of the year, including in the tournament.
Yes, that's what I would do. That's my assumption. Once again, I didn't see it live. The game, I had a game that day, but I saw replays of it, and I said, why risk it? Why you're setting yourself up for life and your family and your children and grandchildren? You know, why take a chance of ripping your Achilles, or tearing your ACL, or getting hurt? You know, but he's a terrific young man. I heard he loves his teammates, he loves playing. So I will not be shocked if he plays. But if I was advising him, I would say don't play.
Pete Gillen joins us here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's always going to be a question with Virginia, because Virginia lost to UMBC last year, but also that Virginia has these incredible regular seasons, and they're so great defensively, but offensively, we don't know if we can trust them in March. Do you trust this Cavs team more than recent years when they've been very high seeds?
Yes, I do. I think they're a different team. I think they got a chip on their shoulder from the last year's first-round exit. And as you know, DeAndre Hunter did not play last year in the first game. They still might have lost. I'm not saying that, but that was a big missing part for the Cavaliers. I think they're going to do much better. I think they're going to make a deep run. You got three terrific guys on the perimeter, Ty Jerome, Kyle Guy, DeAndre Hunter. And, you know, Diakite comes off the bench. He's a pretty good athlete. So I think they're going to do real well. I think they got a great shot at getting to the Final Four this year because they're on a mission. And sometimes they struggle offensively, but against your alma mater, DA, 18 of 25, 72% from downtown. So that's pretty good.
Yep, they ripped apart the Syracuse zone defense and were amazing in that second half. Let's talk about Gonzaga, because Mark Few, we always know, has done an amazing job building that program into what it is. But, I mean, this year he's the number one team in the country and could be the number one overall seed. I'm going to assume that this is the best team Mark Few has ever had. By how much, how dangerous are they to cut down the nets in April?
Well, I think they are dangerous. Once again, they don't go through the iron in that league, in all due respect to the West Coast Conference. You know, they're not challenged night after night. So when they get in to the Sweet 16, get in the Elite Eight, you know, they can't have a bad game. I don't know if that's the best team. I mean, they've had some great teams before. I think they're very good. Rui Hachimura is terrific. You know, the big young man from Japan, I think he's done a great job. And the addition of Brandon Clark, that transfer, you know, from San Jose State, is a tremendous get for them. So, I think they're very good. I don't know if this is the best team. I think they're very good. I think at times Perkins is a little shaky, the point guard. So I think they're one of the best, DA, but I wouldn't go as far as saying they're the best. I think the 2 years ago when I got to the championship game was definitely a better team than them.
What do you think the effect of the FBI wiretap, the suspension for Will Wade right now, will have on LSU? They're a top 10, top 15 team. Without any of this, they certainly would have been a dangerous out of the NCAA tournament. What do you think the effect is going to be on the Tigers going into March Madness?
I think it's going to hurt. A lot of times, you know, your players are oblivious. They just go play. They don't worry about it. But I think losing your boss, I think that hurts them and the head coach. Is not that he's sick. He's suspended. So I think it's going to be in the back of their mind. I think they still got a chance to win one or two games, but I don't think they'll go as far as they could have with the head coach there, you know. So something is rotten in Denmark right now, this, you know, with the atmosphere around the program. So I think that it's going to hurt them. I don't think they'll go as far as they could. I think they could get to the Sweet 16, but I don't think they'll go any further. I just don't think they're, you know, we're completely in sync now because of the cloud over the program.
Pete Gillen joins us from CBS Sports Network. Talk to me about Tennessee, because Vols fans would have you, you know, I mean, say this is a great Vols team. They've proven it every step of the way. You can't count them out. And then others say, well, are they paper champions, paper Tigers right now? Do you believe in the Vols once we get into the NCAA tournament?
I do. Rick Barnes, I think, is an outstanding coach, a terrific defensive coach. I followed him when he left Providence to go to Clemson. I left Xavier to come to the Big East to play coach at Providence. And he left a great foundation there. You know, certainly Grant Williams is a tremendous player, one of the best players in the country. So I think they got a nice foundation. Admiral Schofield is terrific. Another senior, 6'6 senior. So I think they're legitimate. Once again, they had a couple of bumps in a row to get pounded by Kentucky once, lost some games. But I think they're legit. I think they got a great chance to get to the Final Four.
Your analysis is great, but your storytelling is even better. What's your favorite story from this year on the road? You have called so many games with my good friend Carter Blackburn, who's a friend of the show as well, on CBS and CBS Sports Network. Was there a good road trip, a great environment, a great meal? What was the greatest moment for Pete Gillen this season?
Well, there's a lot of great moments. We were fortunate. Carter Blackburn is one of the best broadcasters alive, dead, or yet to be born. I mean, he's tremendous, impartial. But he's a great play-by-play guy, and I'm lucky to be with him very often during the season. One thing that was stunning to me, we had a great game up in Logan, Utah, Utah State against Nevada. Tremendous game, and Utah State won the game. You know, it was hard-fought, and they won. The crowd went crazy. They, you know, stormed the court, and we couldn't see anything, and people are jumping. And we had a statistics guy who was supposed to help Carter out. He didn't help out at all. He goes out, he's cheering with the fans. And he was like Go bag of donuts. I said, Carter and I are looking at each other. I asked him, hey, can you give me the turnovers? He didn't give me nothing. Oh, God, I got nothing. I got donuts. I got donuts from him. And Carter's, you know, Carter's got blotches on his neck from not getting any help from the guy. Carter still did a great job. But he was sharing his face off. And then next day I find out there's, a brouhaha, you know, in the line with Jordan Caroline. Something happened. So I didn't even know till the next day. You know, I didn't check my phone. And But that was wild. The stat man did not care for stats. He was cheering. He didn't do anything. Carter shook his head. I shook my head. I said, what are you doing? He must have connections there to get that seed. He's supposed to help out. He did completely donuts.
Well, the Wolfpack were really upset at the fans streaming down, and there was some type of altercation, and, you know, the Wolfpack players and coaches were all upset. I'm glad you didn't get hurt because, I mean, I know you're a tough dude, but I don't trust you in the middle of thousands of fans streaming onto the floor to defend yourself.
You're right, D.A. There's a lot of guys after me, you know what I mean? Some enemies, bill collectors, my wife's old boyfriends. I got a lot of guys that are chasing me, D.A., so I got to be careful. A lot of enemies.
That's why you went to Logan, Utah, to get away from all of those guys because you were worried that they were probably all around here. CBS.
Exactly. Bill collectors.
Yeah. CBS Sports Network, the Colonial Athletic Association Championship game is coming up tonight, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, as we continue to punch tickets to the big dance. Pete, it's always wonderful to catch up. I'm sure we'll do it again as we get into March Madness, buddy.
Thanks, D.A. Great being on your show.
You got it. Pete Gillen joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.